The Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph teaches us that we know that there's a concept of Mesifim Mechol Al HaKodesh that we find by Shemitah, we find by Shabbos, we find by Yontif, we find by many areas of Halacha, a concept of Mesifim Mechol Al HaKodesh that at the beginning of the time of Kedusha, at the end of the time of Kedusha, using the example of the Gemara, Shemitah, before the year of Shemitah, after the year of Shemitah, we still have to follow the halachas of Shemitah. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, we learned this from the Pasuk, Sheis Hashem and Tavoid, Obiyoyim Meshvi Tishbois, B'chorosh B'kotzer Tishbois, words B'chorosh B'kotzer Tishbois are superfluous, to teach us that Erev Shvius, Matzah Shvius, the dinim of Shemitah still apply. Rav Shmuel disagrees. And Rav Shmuel says that this pasuk is coming to teach us that only a Harisha and a Katsira Shal Rishus may not be done on Shabbos. A Harisha and Katsira of Mitzvah may be done on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, if so, Rav Shmuel, Mesifin Chol HaKodesh Minolei, from where will he know the din of Mesifin Chol HaKodesh? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalim with the Tanya. He learns it from the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, where the Pasuk says, V'inisim esnaf shesechem b'tish l'chodesh b'erev, m'erev ar erev tishbesu shabbatchem. So the Pasuk says, V'inisim esnaf shesechem b'tisha, that on the ninth day of Tishrei, we already have to fast and act like it's Yom Kippur. Yochel B'Tisha, so I would think that Yom Kippur is on 9 days, on the ninth day of Tishrei, Tamloim B'Erev, that only begins on the ninth night after the ninth day, the tenth day. Ask the Gemara B'Erev, Yochel M'Shetachshach, only when it becomes dark, when it really becomes the tenth day. Tamloimer says the Pasuk B'Tisha already on the ninth day. So how do we reconcile? Is it on the 9th or is it on the 10th? Okay, so how does this reconcile? It says the Gemara Maschil Masanam Bajoyim. We begin fasting already in Erev Yom Kippur. Malamed from here we see Shemesifim Mechol Al HaKodesh. Continues the Brayis Enli El B'Knisosoy. This only teaches us as Yom Kippur begins that we have a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. B'Tziyosim Minayin. How do we know that this din applies when Yom Kippur ends as well? Tamloy me erev at erev. That at the end of Yom Kippur as well, the din of Mesifim Mechol Al HaKodesh applies. Only Elab Yom Kippurim. I only notice the halach applies Yom Kippurim. Shabbosos minayin. How do I know that this applies by every Shabbos as well? Tamloy mish tishbisu. Yontif minayin. How do we know that it applies by Yom Toibim as well? Tamloy mish shabbatchen. Hakeitzat. From here we see. Come okay, Shesh by Shvus, whatever the Torah tells us that we have to do Shvisa, there also has to be Mesif Mechol Al HaKodesh. So ask the Gemara, if so, Rav Akiva, who as we said at the beginning of this year, already has another source to teach us Mesif Mechol Al HaKodesh, what does he do with this Pasuk? Rav Akiva, Hai V'nisim Z'naf Shesechem B'tishim Mai Ovelei. What does he do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Miboyle l'chitani v'chiba rami difti. He needs it for what v'chiba rami difti taught us, the tani v'chiba rami difti. The pasuk says, v'chnishim esnash esechem v'tisha, again, that we fast on 9 days in Tishrei, and the question is, v'chiba tishim esanim, do we fast on the ninth day, v'loi basirim esanim, we fast on the tenth day? Eloi Malach, to teach us, Kol Oich V'Shoyz B'Chi, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, Ma'al Olof HaKosuf, Ki'ilu His'anat Shi V'Siri. It's considered as if he fasted on the ninth and tenth of Tishrei. The Taz, in Siman Tov Reish Dalet, Sifkot and Aleph, asks that the Gemara's question seems to be, we know that we fast on the tenth. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question in a much more powerful way? The Pasuk says, explicitly, Be'esel Chodesh Tanu. Furthermore, the Gemara asked the Taz, what's the Gemara's question? Maybe what the Torah is telling us is indeed that we should fast both on 9th and 10th day of Tishrei. To which the Taz answers, there was never a Havamina that the Gemara meant that we should fast both on the 9th and 10th day of Tishrei. Because the Pasuk explicitly says that the fast should be Me'erev Me'erev. Erev Me'erev means 1 24-hour period, not 2 days. And therefore he explains the Gemara's question as follows. V'chi b'tish m'sanim, the Pasuk teaches us that we should fast on the 10th day. And it's impossible to say that we should also fast on the 9th day, because we know the Torah only wants us to fast on one day. The Tzfas Emes has a different approach to explaining the Gemara's question. The Tzfas Emes says that even though it's clear that the Pasuk seems to teach us the fast should be on the 10th day of Tishrei, maybe what the Torah means to say is that you have a choice, and you can fast either on the 9th or on the 10th. To which the Gemara replies, no, we know that you can only fast on the 9th, on the 10th, and not on the 9th. What does the Pasuk come to teach us? To teach us that one should eat and drink on the Erev Yom Kippur as well. And there are many, and we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tofrei Shtalad, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Lecha Be'erev Yom Kippurim, there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, L'harbis B'suda, Hagah, V'asal Asanispa, one may not fast on Erev Yom Kippur, Afilat Tanis Chalon. So as we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, two questions immediately come to mind. One is a question that the Beis Yosef asks. The Gemara says, Kal oichel v'shoyse b'chi, whoever eats and drinks. The Gemara clearly said that one's not just supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He's supposed to drink on Erev Yom Kippur as well. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about eating, about drinking. The Shulchan Aruch says, L'harbis b'suda. So the simple teretz is that in the words of L'harbis b'suda are included the halacha of drinking. It doesn't really answer the question. Why does the Torah, why does the Shulchan Aruch, if it wants us to teach us the din, that you have to drink on Erev Yom Kippur, say it in a way of L'harbis b'suda, and not say U'lishtos? Another question, another teretz that they want to suggest, is that if the Shulchan Aruch just said L'ishtos, one would think that you're supposed to drink alcoholic beverages. And as much as you're supposed to drink on Erev Yom Kippur, you shouldn't drink alcoholic beverages. That's not the preparation for the fast. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch, they suggest, omits the halacha of drinking, not to make the mistake that once you come to think that you could drink the wrong thing. But still, the question is on the table. Another question. As is very clear in our Gemara, the Gemara is representing the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Two opposite opinions. The Rabbi Shmuel uses this pasuk to teach us the din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Kiva uses this pasuk to teach us the din that one should eat on Erev Yom Kippur and fast on Yom Kippur. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we find that the Shulchan Aruch paskins both din. On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, paskins very clearly that one is supposed to eat and eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Ches Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Oichon Mavsikim Koidim Ben Hashmoshes, one eats on Erev Yom Kippur, but he has to be careful to stop eating before Ben Hashmoshes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shetzarek L'Hoysev Mechol Al HaKadosh. So our Gemara is teaching us that there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What to learn from this pasuk? The Shulchan Aruch seems to be taking both opinions that seem to be disagreeing. Another question. This din that we just learned, that one is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? Another question, whether it's a din d'oraisa, whether it's a din d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah. So why don't we make a bracha on that mitzvah? Another question. Eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah asei shezman groma. We know, b'chol ha'tarah kula, there's a rule that women are potter from a mitzvah asei shezman groma. So what would be the halacha if a woman, does a woman have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Another question. When is the mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Is it already at the night of Erev Yom Kippur? Or is it only by day of Erev Yom Kippur? Furthermore, when we're learning that one must eat on Erev Yom Kippur, what must he eat? How much must he eat? Another question. We're learning now, as we just quoted, both Dinim and the Shulchan Aruch, that on one hand, one is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. On the other hand, we're learning that Yom Kippur, we're learning that on Yom Kippur you have to have Taisus Yom Kippur. What would be the halacha if you have an individual that didn't have an opportunity to eat on all of Erev Yom Kippur? And the only opportunity that he has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in the Zman, in the time of Taisus Yom Kippurim. Which mitzvah takes precedence? The din of eating or the din of Taisus Yom Kippur? So to approach all of these questions, and one more question, here we see in our Gemara, before we approach these questions, here we see very clearly in our Gemara that there's a din to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So certainly, people eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. But we don't find anywhere that Chazal said there's a specific mitzvah to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. Why is Yom Kippur different than Tisha B'Av, where Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, there is no specific mitzvah to eat Erev Tisha B'Av. So in order to answer all of these questions, and perhaps some others, we first need to understand why indeed is there a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis, in Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, says that the reason you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in order that you should be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Yom Ben Yoyna takes it a step further. Since we know that Yom Kippur is a day of davening, you need to have strength to daven properly, and the only way you could have that strength is by eating on the day before. So too is the opinion of the Rosh. The Ben Yoyna in the Shari Tshuva takes the approach that Yom Kippur is an opportunity. It's a once a year opportunity for us to become very close to Hashem. It's a once in a year opportunity to be able to ask for slicha and kapara from Hashem. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur shows that we're happy about that opportunity. The Shari Tshuva gives another reason, that every Yontif, we make a Sudas Yontif. Yom Kippur, obviously, it's impossible to make a Sudas Yontif. It's a day that we have to fast. When do we fulfill the Sudas Yontif of Yom Kippur? By eating an Erev Yom Kippur. However, the Shibor Leleket takes an opposite approach. He says it's much easier for someone who's not accustomed to fasting to fast, than for somebody who's accustomed to fasting to fast. And therefore, at Erev Yom Kippur, we get more accustomed, we eat more, and by eating more, we make it harder and therefore easier to fast on Yom Kippur. Similarly, the Maritz says that we want to show that Yom Kippur is different. How do we show that Yom Kippur is different? By fasting, by eating, and then stopping to eat. And that indeed, the Svart of the Marit, could be an understanding why the Shulchan Aruch has no problem in paskening that there's a din of Taisus Yom Kippurim, and at the same time paskening that there's a din that you have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Because according to the Marit's explanation, they very much travel together. You know why you're supposed to eat Erev Yom Kippur? To show I'm eating and that I'm stopping. And that's what the Taisus Yom Kippurim also represents. To show that I'm stopping to eat. And therefore they could travel together. Another pshat that the Prisha suggests. When one fasts on Yom Kippur, he has to show that he's fasting because Hashem told him to fast. Not because it's something that he's doing voluntarily. And therefore, how is that shown? By eating and then stopping. Otherwise, it wouldn't be noticeable that I'm doing what Hashem asked me to do. That's, again, a way to answer the question, how the Shulchan Aruch paskens both that there's a din of Taisus Yom Kippurim and there's a din of fasting, of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Shibali Leket brings a pshat from his brother, Rebbe Yamin. He said pshat is that the Tzdoikim, who we know always take the words of the Torah literally, they assumed that if you're going to fast on, that the Torah says, as we just read in the Gemara, V'nishim esnaf shesechem tshi l'chaydish. So we take the words of the Torah literally. The Torah is actually telling us that we have to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's what they did. We want to show that we're not tzedakim. How do we show that we're not tzedakim? By specifically eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We find that many times in Shas. Today lahoitzi mi livan shel tzedakim. The Shlo gives a reason. The Torah says, V'nisem es nashasechem. So nashasechem means Loshem Rabbim. There's the guf and the nefesh. Any of the guf is accomplished by not eating. Any of the nefesh is accomplished by eating. So we therefore eat on Erev Yom Kippur to have inui for the nefesh. And we fast on Yom Kippur to have inui for the guf. The Ksav Sofer suggests the pshat. He says that just like we find that the Rambam says that when somebody does tshuva, it has to be ba'isa perek, ba'isa makam. The tshuva has to be similar to the way the Aveira was done. So when a person did an Aveira all year, he was eating. That's how we normally are. We normally eat. So when we're doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, it has to be shown that we're eating. And we're doing tshuva in a situation like we did the Aveira. One more pshat is the pshat of the Belzer Rebbe. He says that what we need to know is that Yom Kippur, that a Jew doesn't only do tshuva by not eating and fasting and sitting in the shul. That tshuva and the way we're supposed to act appropriately is even when we're eating and doing divrei chayil, we are also serving Hashem. And therefore, by serving Hashem that way, that's part of the tshuva that we do. And that's why we're supposed to eat, and the eating should be done l'shem Shemayim. And in fact, according to this vort, it's very understandable, the halacha, that we know that by mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, we say vidui. So the pasha pshat that's given is that the reason we say vidui by mincha on Erev Yom Kippur is that chas v'shalom, somebody won't make it to Yom Kippur, he will have at least said the vidui. If you're going to take that approach, then you should say vidui every day. Furthermore, we know in halacha that there's a concept of l'misa l'chashinin, that chazal are not concerned for misa. Why all of a sudden here a chazal concerned for misa? But the way we're explaining, it's understandable, according to the Belzer Rebbe. Because Erev Yom Kippur, we're doing tshuva with achila. So it's a day of tshuva. A day of tshuva is a day that we say vidui. There's a beautiful vort that I saw from Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita in the Sefer Me'adim Vizmanim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Gimel. He explains that we know that every word of the Rambam is very precise. Not only are the words of the Rambam precise, but the headings that the Rambam puts on the different halachas is also very precise. When we look at the Rambam, when he discusses Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rambam calls Hilchos Yom Kippur Hilchos Shevisas also. What's the Rambam teaching us? So he explains what the Rambam is teaching us is what Yom Kippur is all about. What Yom Kippur is all about is Shevisas also. With Shevisa, with stopping. Life goes all year round in a certain way, and Erev Yom Kippur is the time to stop and act differently. So if we weren't eating on Erev Yom Kippur, there wouldn't be Shvisas also. Because we wouldn't be stopping. Eating Erev Yom Kippur and then stopping is Shvisas also. Taking that a step further, he says, we know that on Yom Kippur, we're supposed to try to act like Malachim. And Malachim don't eat. But if you don't eat all year round, so you're not showing that you're a Malach. How do you show that you're a malach? The way you show that you're a malach is by eating and then stopping to eat, and that shows that you're like a malach.